a resolution by Supervisors Jerzyk, Borkowski, and Haas in support of the 128th Air Refueling Wing at Milwaukee County's General Mitchell International Airport and to direct the planning for a land swap between GMIA and the 128th ARW and the relocation of the 128th ARW's guard post to the northeast part of GMIA off Layton Avenue.
Good morning, Supervisor Jerzyk.
Good morning, Chairman.
Who are your honored guests in front of us?
Yes, and we have filled out cards, Chairman, but I'd like to introduce to the committee Lieutenant Colonel Michelle Kendall and Lieutenant Colonel James Silvasi. Did I get that right?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
And they were here at 5 a.m. this morning.
Well, I'm glad you was here at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Let's just say they were here on military time.
All righty. We got fun today. Supervisor Jerzyk, your resolution.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and committee, I'd like to tell you this is a very time-sensitive resolution. I appreciate Supervisor Borkowski, Supervisor Haas, and Chairman for getting this on the agenda quickly, and that was much appreciated. What the resolution does is lay out for you a very broad outline, if you will, to realize a land swap on the Mitchell Airport. The 128th currently has property at the old 440th, which is now the MKE Regional Business Park, and they also have a gate into the guard post to the west off of Grange Avenue. Now, that current gate, if you will, which is called on the attached map, it's called Guard West, that currently passes under railroad tracks. That is also the potential right-of-way for 794, and it's interesting, the public hearing on the Lake Parkway is this evening. So it's interesting timing that we're having this resolution before the committee this morning and then the 794 public hearing this evening. All of this stuff is pretty long-range planning, but we are accomplishing several things, and that's the reason I point out to the committee that this is potentially related. The fact of passing under railroad tracks and potentially the extension of 794 creates a problem for the guard in terms of the safety of their post and the need to cross under these kinds of public transportation modes. And I can perhaps let the lieutenant colonels address that further. But there's an opportunity for us to really let them secure the entire western side of the base and instead give them an entry off of Layton Avenue to the north of the base. There's also, at the same time, an opportunity to give them additional apron space, which is going to be required in the future of guard posts for the ability to park these tankers. And what is the
KC-46s,
which is the newer, larger refueling tankers. And they will talk to the committee a little bit about the requirements of their long-range planning, which they are going to be filing. This allows both this board and the larger community of Milwaukee to, first of all, state our strong approval of the presence of the 128th Air Refueling Wing in Milwaukee County, recognizing its economic impact, which is about $77.3 million per year in economic support of our community in terms of employment, in terms of the goods and services that the base provides, in addition to the fact that the base provides safety not only to the airport but mutual aid to the larger community. Their fire department, for example, is on call and mutual aid. So there are a lot of advantages to having the 128. We lost the 440th, which this community fought for. It would be a real shame to also lose the 128. So we want to help the 128 put the absolute best argument forward when they file their long-range plans with the Guard in terms of their viability at the airport. It also would assist Milwaukee County, and I like to call this a win-win. It would give us the ability to acquire that piece of property that's at the 440th that the 128th now controls, and it would also give us the ability to get the additional land on Grange, which is now their current entry into the Guard, for potential development, whether it's with Milwaukee County or the local government, which in this case is the city of Cudahy. And I had the opportunity, and I'd like to thank Barry Bateman. I went to the airport and had a drive around the northeast quadrant, and it was pretty interesting to see the northeast quadrant of the airport. It's almost like time has passed it by. There are some very old hangars on there, some pre-World War II hangars, which are currently subject to land leases. But it really almost cries out for some redevelopment and rethinking of the northeast quadrant in terms of the highest and best use of that land at the airport. So all of those things can be part of what we're looking at here. This resolution is just meant to be a broad outline to express our support, to potentially set out the land swap, to direct the airport director to cooperate with the 128th in going forward with this planning, and to let the 128th present a long-range plan that puts it in the best position it can be with the Guard, so that when potentially another round of base closings, which is being talked about, that we have the 128th with a very strong argument why they should not be one of the bases that gets closed, because they have sufficient apron space, they have a good, secure entryway into the base, and they're very necessary for the Milwaukee community and the entire state of Wisconsin. So that's all the intention here. If you look at the Be It Resolved clause, you'll see that the board approves in concept the land swap. It approves in concept the addition of apron space, and the apron space is shown on the map, and directs the General Mitchell International Airport Director to review the things that would be required. And by the way, Mr. Bateman had an opportunity to review this resolution. He actually helped with some of the verbiage here. Some of the issues that would include FAA approval, FAA and state approval of the land leases, amending the Greater Mitchell International Airport Master Plan, and then also reviewing the private hangar leases and their relocations and any environmental concerns. A lot of things to be done, obviously. But the intention of this is to let the Guard file its long-range plan with the concept that the board is supporting these provisions, and should they then get their approval of the long-range plan so that they're viable, we can come back and revisit all of these details that would have to be put in place for this to actually occur. So there would be a lot more the board would be asked to do in the future. This is conceptual. This is an outline. But it basically, number one, states its approval and support for the 128th, states it's in broad concepts, the approval of the land swap, and the idea of giving the base a secure entryway into the Guard on the north side, which allows it to fully secure the entry into the base without having the right now, for example, the Guard post is outside what would be the railroad tracks, and that is not a good situation. I'm sure the lieutenant colonels can outline that more carefully than I can. But if Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to hear just briefly from the officers here on their needs for the long-range plan, they're prepared to give you a brief summary of that.
I'll be honored if you have any comments or questions.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I think Supervisor Jurczyk covered most of the stuff as far as what we're looking at doing.
Can you just state your name when you speak first?
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the record,
Mr. Chairman, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Silvesi.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Security is a major issue here, that if we did do the land swap, we would have the whole eastern side of the airport secured. But in the original plan that we had was we were going to develop Guard East and be start putting buildings over there. However, since that time, with the new tanker coming in, the KC-46, the active duty has talked about how they're going to bring those into the different guard bases. And what their footprint is they'd like to establish 12 at every base that they put the KC-46. And the way that has been set up, there really aren't any guard bases that are going to be able to, or very few that are going to be able to do that. With this land swap, with the additional air apron space that we would have to the north, we would be one of the few guard bases that could accept KC-46s in the future. And with that being said, that would put us in the position of being one of the leading edge guard units in the country. And also with that, there would be a ton of construction that would have to be done. And I know the Supervisor Jersey talked about it, what impact we already have on the economy. We would have a much greater impact then with all the construction that is all used by Milwaukee contractors and subcontractors. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up, too, was on that additional apron space that we would have at Guard North, our 12 aircraft that we would get at some point, the KC-46s, they would spend an enormous amount of time on the road going all over the country doing the Air Force mission, that we would be able to set up that apron in a manner that when Milwaukee gets flooded with the diversions from O'Hare into Milwaukee, we can open up that apron space when we coordinate that. So when you run out of ramp space on the civilian side, we can accommodate those airplanes until the ground stop at Chicago, and they're ready to start sending airplanes back. And the other thing I wanted to address also was our original plan was supposed to be in August, and that's why I apologize for us trying to get this done so quickly. But we had an extension because our wing commander was deployed to Spain, and we would have been easy to throw together developing the Guard East plan, our original installation development plan, together and present it to Guard Bureau. However, when the news came down with the KC-46s and what they want to see bases do in order to accommodate that, that's when we looked at the security, taking care of securing the east side of the airfield, plus being able to accept the KC-46. But what the Guard requires is us have some sort of concept agreement for the land swap that we can say, yes, this is something that in concept has been approved. There's plenty of details to be worked out. But for it to be a viable plan, we do have the agreement with the people that are in charge of that property at this time.
What's your timetable for this?
Of handing in the plan, it's at the end of March, I believe.
The whole process.
Well, we would look at once it got approved, it would have to, we would take that information, it would go to Guard Real Property, and please correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Guard Real Property, and then once they approved it, it would go to Air Force Real Property. Once they figure out if everything is in line and correct, that's when the environmental studies would start. And you'd probably look in 24 months. Would be optimistic. It could be a little bit shorter, but I'd say about 2 years.
Chairman Mayo, Carol Michelle Kendall. Before we would get approval from the Air Force Real Property Agency to do any type of real estate action, the environmental studies would have to be completed first, and that would probably take a good year and a half.
Supervisor Bartkowski, you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first acknowledge our officers. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service, and please send along those regards to the other men and women that you all work with. Appreciate it. Let me also thank Supervisor Jersic. A lot of times, myself included, we are reactive versus proactive, and I mentioned this to you when we were doing this. Thank you for getting ahead of this and for doing this. This is very, very important. I guess what I'd like to ask the author, though, is if she's had an opportunity to talk to the county executive as far as what his feeling in his office is on this. Let me just say that I would hope that he would be incredibly supportive, especially
in light of the fact that he's made economic development kind of the linchpin of his state of the county. And, you know, it's wonderful to go after other opportunities, but if we don't solidify what we currently have, then we're dropping the ball. So, Mr. Chairman, if I could find out where the exec is.
Anyone from the county exec's office would like to speak on our behalf?
Oh, sure. That's you're fine right there. Well, good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Tia Torres from the Office of the County Executive. The executive was briefed by Supervisor Jurczyk and is supportive of the plan as laid out.
Thank you.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Well, move approval. Supervisor Michievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought I made this request, but I wanted to be, maybe I didn't, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Any objections, Supervisor Dimitri as a co-sponsor? If not, so be it. Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a hard time opening the attachment to be able to view where you're talking about, and I'm not sure if this is the map up here that we're speaking from, but can I see, I saw you pointing to something on your map. Is it possible we can get a see that?
Yes.
Hand that around, or okay.
Mr. Chairman, if you'd like, I can just real quickly point to the appropriate areas.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be kind. Thank you.
This is the what we call Guard West. This is the 440th, which would potentially allow us to permit this land to be used for this entire MKE Regional Business Park. This is their current Guard East property where they have the entry to the post, where you actually get stopped and you have to show identification, especially if you're civilians and so on. And, of course, this currently goes under the railroad tracks. You'll see 794 right here. This is where 794 ends. We are now looking for long-range planning to continue 794 along that railroad right-of-way, which would further compromise their secure post here in terms of entry. So we would be potentially obtaining this land as well, which could be used for development either by the airport or by the local municipality. So, you know, that is potential swap. This is the apron space that was being talked about. This would allow additional
KC-46s
to park. Not that they will be constantly at the airport. I'm told that these things rotate in the air, but that from time to time they would be at the base. When they're not at the base, the Lieutenant Colonel indicated that the airport itself could actually use that for parking spaces for airplanes, for example, if they're diverted because of weather and O'Hare. So there's some advantages for the airport as well to have that apron space, but it would be built by the Guard and used by the Guard. And then this is the potential new Guard North. There is a road then that comes in off, this is Layton Avenue. That would be their new Guard post. It would be totally secured. They don't enter under railroad tracks or other roads. They could, you know, put a fence around there, have a totally secure Guard post, and give them that north entrance, and they could completely secure the west with fences, et cetera, and not have people going back and forth.
Thank you. That helps.
Okay. So then how?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Supervisor Jurczyk, for testifying on this. Thank you, dear folks, members of 128th, for coming and speaking on this as well. I feel that this is very important for the continued health and success of the Greater Southside community. Technically, you might be in the 14th district, in my district. That said, it goes beyond, far beyond just the borders of where I live or what I represent. It extends down into Supervisor Jurczyk's district and west, and the whole community, north and south. We know that. And I am enthusiastic to hear Supervisor Borkowski's support of this resolution as well. I just want to say that I think with all due consideration being paid to the impact of these changes, discussions will be necessary with the businesses that will be affected by the proposed move, but I'm reasonably certain we can come to reasonable accommodations for all parties involved. So I thank Supervisor Jurczyk for sponsoring this, and thank you for your support.
Mr. Bateman.
Thank you, Mr.
Tell me how this is going to affect the airport and what your feelings about it.
The devil's in the details.
Correct.
And as the resolution states, there are many hurdles to get through from the approval process. A lot of agencies have something to say about this, not the least of which is the FAA, which was the original grantor of a lot of the land that the airport now owns. So I think the way Supervisor Jerzyk has summarized it is absolutely correct and is a conceptual approval. I think that after GARD submits its master plan and gets some sort of approvals from their agency, then we would get into a fairly significant process. The biggest immediate issue that we have is it's apparent on the map, of course, is that we do have land leases for these hangars up here that would have to be dealt with, and some of them would want to be relocated, or of course they all would be relocated. Question is, you know, where, how they would be accommodated, of course, the funding process is there. So this is a conceptual support for the GARD's master plan, and then if it's approved by the military, then we have to come back and do a lot of homework.
So we're going, if we do this concept, and I'm in favor of the concept, but we are going to make sure that each individual who's at the airport be affected will become whole or somewhere relocated within that area.
They will have to be able to deal with things.
Correct. All right. Any other questions? Mr. Bateman or our honored guests here today? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Workowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.